Can I get you ladies anything else? How about something for our dessert tray?
Dessert? Why does he bring up dessert on the second day of my diet? Hey, I'll just say no. That's it. No to that cheesecake with the raspberry swirls. No to that scrumptious looking fudge ice cream brownie sundae thing. Oh, and as for that carrot cake. Wait a minute. Aren't carrots a vegetable?
For a lot of people, having willpower comes easy. What we really need is won't power. We'll take a look at beating habits and addictions God's way on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh recalls a conversation with a young man named Matt who struggled with an addiction to illegal drugs and alcohol.
I'd already given him all the pat answers I knew about reading the Bible more and praying harder, but here he was again sitting in my office wanting my help. He said, "It's not that I don't want to live for God. I pray for him to help me and I really mean it, but things just never seem to change." Well, I knew exactly how he felt. In fact, in one way, Matt and I weren't all that different. No, I wasn't addicted to drugs or alcohol. My sins were far more respectable than that. But in spite of all my efforts to be free, I could still point to areas of my life where I felt enslaved. It was only after God revealed the key to enjoying victory in the Christian life that I began to understand that victory doesn't come by trying to overcome our sin. Victory comes by trusting Jesus Christ.
If you're tired of living your Christian life in survival mode, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311. That's 1-800-472-2311. Or make your request online at www.gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.